give some more love to Jeff and Julie and Beth. That's a great song, old song. So we ask the question today, how old are you? Ernest Holmes, our founder, says, I am eternally young and spiritually mature. There can never come a time when we shall stop progressing. Age is an illusion. Limitation is a mistake. And unhappiness is ignorance. That's Ernest Holmes. And that's really the way he would talk. He would be so absolute, so matter of fact. And that's also what Reverend Lloyd Tupper talks about too. So absolute. It's just ignorance. So you want to be here for sure the end of June. Ageless, deathless being, I am. Hear that. Ageless, deathless being, I am. The life that we humanly express and we experience in each and every moment is the life of God in us, as us, as we honestly and deeply perceive and believe and know ourselves to be that or not to be. Do you see, the key here is as we perceive, as we believe, and know ourselves to be. So there is the key to how old are you? Today we ask, how am I perceiving myself? Do I wake up first thing in the morning and grumble about the pain or the difficulty or, oh my gosh, at my age? Anybody? See, life is what you make it from within and never what's happening out there. To be defined by a number is to limit the self, in my opinion. So I have a story for you, and it's my story. See, because I know this because I believed that I was really old. I was so old. I was weighted down in a loveless marriage. I had two children, and I was in my late 20s. I was old. I believed it. See, life is what we make it from within. And remember, our beliefs create our reality. And that was my reality. And I'd have friends who said, oh, well, we're going bike riding. I don't ride bikes. This one friend said, how come? I said, because I'm old. She was older than I was. And she said, what? And I said, well, she doesn't see it, I'm sure. And there came a moment and a time that I had to choose life, that I had to choose to change my mind. Anybody else ever have that? See, I believe that that's why we want to take hold of life, because we get to change our mind. That's why I like science of mind. Oh, you don't like thinking that way? Think this way. Oh, you don't like thinking that? Think this way. You see? We are what we think we are. And at that point in time in my life, I thought I was pretty well toasted. And it really came to rest about 6 years after that, that I had made a choice, you see, within 6 years to change my life. I divorced him, number one. And I made a choice to live life with the help of science of mind. It wasn't so much about him, but it was what I believed to be about me. And so I took on science of mind principles to choose to take responsibility to love myself, not anybody else loving me. and to love myself just as I was and just as I was not. And I begin to work on my beliefs to change my mind and to change my life. Now, you hear this a lot, and that really changed. And the change was so dramatic that when I was talking to a patron, a lot of you know that I used to be a bartender. When I was talking to a patron in the bar, and his name was Jim, I happened to mention that in my past life, I used to be a checker at Spears Market. I always wanted to be a checker. Anyway, so I was a checker, a part-time checker, because even at that time that I was really old, I was creating my life, and I always wanted to play checker. So I walked in the local grocery store one day, and Stan Spears said, "Maggie, would you like to be, you know how to work a cash register, don't you?" I said, "Oh, yeah, I do, yeah." And he said, "Would you like to work here? Because we need somebody." And I said, "Sure." I realized, yes, I had worked a cash register, but never like in a grocery store. But I figured if I couldn't do it, he would be the first one to know that. So I said, "Sure." I did good. But anyway, I'm talking to this guy at the bar, and his name was Jim. And I said, "Yeah, I used to work at Spears Market." He said, "You know, I put the new IBM cash registers in there." I said, "Oh, you did?" And he said, "Yeah." I said, "I don't remember you. I was there then." And he said, "Oh, no, Maggie, you weren't there. I would have remembered you." And then we went through. There were three women there. There was Tanya. There was Pat. And he said there was an older woman. I kind of looked at him. He said, "I don't remember her name. But she was older, and her husband was a deputy sheriff, and he had been injured." I said, "That was me." "No," he said, "it couldn't have been you. Change your thinking, change your life. It was me." And he was absolutely correct. I was old in so many ways. And what it told me in that moment was that I had truly was on that path of changing my life and changing my thinking. It was me, my young old self, that he met years before and couldn't believe that the woman that he was talking to in front of him was that older woman. Life is what we make it. What we make it from within, and never from without. It never is about anybody else. And so I started this quest. Science of Mind saved my life. Because you see, I only had one choice, to live or to die. And I got really close to dying, because I was old. We are just as old as we think we are. No matter what the number of years we have lived on this planet. Everybody breathe in that. I love this talk because I just had my birthday this week. We're as old as we believe we are. We're as limited as we believe we are. We weren't born to suffer. We weren't born to carry heavy burdens. We were born to shine. We were born filled with love and joy and celebration, and our purpose is joy. And many people instead accept struggle and a way of life that is limited. I did. I'm living proof of that. This was never the Creator's idea or intention for any one of us. I don't know where we got this from. God intends for everyone to live fully in joy and to celebrate who we each are and find that unique presence within us, ageless, deathless being I am. Hear that again. Ageless, deathless being I am. Ageless, deathless being I am. How about you? How about you? It's up to you to claim your birthright. And it's your right. It's your right to make a demand on universal mind and to always feel and be totally supported. That's what we see here with Joys and Support. We see people who in the moment of the difficulty can't always see the truth for themselves. But when we can see it for them, they open the door, they open their consciousness into that sphere of infinite possibilities of a greater truth. It's up to you. It's up to you to really believe that there is a power, that there is a power for good waiting to be called upon. For you. Not anybody else, but for you. And you get to use it. See, our prayers, form of prayer that we call spiritual mind treatment, is still the best kept secret of science of mind. And I challenge each of us to use it. I challenge each of us to realize that we can use this tool that will absolutely change your life. It changed mine. Look at me. I'm a minister. You never know where God's going to call you and how God's going to call you, because there's something unique desiring to be expressed in you, through you, and as you. And it's up to each one of us to say yes to it. Regardless of where we are, regardless of how impossible it feels. So that prayer, that spiritual mind treatment, that's what the practitioners are here for. It's for free. They line up on Sunday and they say, we will pray with you to know the truth for you, even if you can't quite know it yet for yourself. And you don't have to have a problem. I say this all the time. Yes? Just get prayer. It is so cool. Our form of prayer will and does turn us away from whatever the personal drama is. It changed my thinking from the old lady to, wait a second, there's more life to be lived. I don't know about you, but I was really focusing on the drama of my life and the lack of treatment. Our form of prayer is turning inward toward the one and the only perfection that lives within us. The wholeness and the completeness. You already have it. I love saying, tag, you're it. Tag. Pick me. God already did. And that loving power is here guiding us and helping each and every one of us to realize that we are never alone. I think that was one of the biggest things that really got me when I first came into Science of Mind. I kept hearing it over and over again. You are not alone. Because I don't know about you, but at that time I felt really alone. I always like to think when I find something new, some new idea, well, let's make it true. Because see, we're making it up anyway. Each of us must make the choice to use this power, to use it, to live it, and to know it as the one source of our good. Your good, my good, waits for you to say yes. So this morning before I finished this talk, I asked, help me to know and accept that I am the beloved of God. Because you see, if God being infinite, then there's so much more for us to discover. So if it's comfortable, just close your eyes and say it with me in your own mind. Help me to know and accept I am the beloved of God. Help me to know and accept I am the beloved of God. Help me to know and accept I am the beloved of God. Help me to know and accept I am the beloved of God, ageless, deathless being I am. Ageless, deathless being I am. Ageless, deathless being I am. And so it is. Amen.